Welcome back to Night Calls. They say she low down. It's just a room and I don't believe them. They say she needs to slow down. The baddest thing around town. The way that booty moving, I can't take no more. Had to stop what I'm doing so I can pull her close. I'm trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. All right, let there be no mistake on Playboy Radio Night Calls. It is julieland.com, and that's JuliLand.com. Next time you chastise me, take me over your knee and spank me, please.
I will.
Please do, Richard Avery. Richard Avery back in with his jgirl.com.
No, just Jay.
It's all through Julie Land, and that's with an I.
Exactly.
No bullshit with the IE and all that shit.
Thank you.
Julie with an I. Angel Vane, you are in studio, and you know what? You are so much cuter in studio talking to us because we met you, of course, at the convention. But do you agree or disagree? Everything is like almost distorted by that second day and the bright lights and. Look at you, you little country girl.
They took
you out of the trailer.
Well, I mean, I just came back from Texas yesterday.
You look adorable, but you were in the trailer next to our booth at the erotic show there in Chicago, which was awesome and
that was a lot of fun.
I loved it, but it's more fun here in studio on Playboy Radio Night Calls because we get you a little more intimately.
Yeah, we do. Now, and I love you anyways. Aww. How have you been, baby?
Good.
It's good,
good
to see you.
Thank you.
You've been busy, huh?
Yeah, I've been dancing a lot.
Good for you. Where were you in Texas?
Austin and El Paso. I danced in El Paso too, so.
Which club is there now? I know it's not Aged Arum because they're in jail. Where were you? They were running prostitution, allegedly.
What club did I dance at there?
I love it. You just got back and you have
no, I
you
know what? No, it's been 2 weeks since I danced there. I danced at Sugar's in Austin.
So you're just having fun. Yeah, you're traveling all about. Oh, but you brought Richard Avery in studio with you.
Did.
We are lucky enough to get you about once every 5-6 weeks, it seems now,
once
Richard.
Once a month. I bring my J-Girl every month.
Is it once a month now? Okay, I think I was gone once. Now, here's the deal. Your site is in conjunction with the one and only Julie Ashton, who everybody knows and loves. She was a VCA girl, and then, of course, Playboy Night Calls TV and the radio show before she moved on in life. But she is still running the site with you, Richard, and once a month, you bring your girls in. How did you and Angel Vane hook up for this J Girl of the Month?
I met her through somebody else. I can't even remember now.
Holly.
Was it? Yeah, it was Holly Hollywood introduced us.
Oh. Who quit recently, I heard.
She retired.
Yeah. And she introduced us, and I said, let's play. And so.
Now, here's the deal, what I like. Richard, in with Angel Vane, you have such an eclectic group of girls on your site, because sometimes you get photographers and they only like the Asians, or they only like the Latinos, or they only like the blondes, or blah blah. But what I love, Richard, every time you come in with one of your J Girls of the Month, they are all completely different than the next girl. You give a nice variety on JulieLand.com.
Right.
You don't have that one set, you know, this is what
exactly.
It's going to be.
Variety is the spice of life.
Yes.
I like how you don't like gear yourself completely like into a type.
Exactly.
You can't when you're dealing with guys that and girls that love everything.
That's what I always say. I like everything.
Because you know what? Here's the deal. Sometimes you get somebody that likes a certain type and they do that on their site. But when you have such an incredible site like JulieLand, and that's with an I, .com.
Oh, my God.
Now you're going to start saying Eliza with a Z. Is that what it's going to come down to? Eliza with
a Z. Well, Eliza's next month. JuliLand.com. What is this?
Chocolate syrup.
Oh, my God. You look adorable.
Covered in chocolate. That is splashing at its finest, Angel.
I see you looking so cute and covered head to toe in chocolate syrup, except for around your eyes. And you got this little cute expression like, me?
Go to the next one.
This is a naughty little girl that got caught in the cabinet.
I love it. And you know what, Richard? I love the fact that you bring in these photos for me just to flip through, and I get to see your work. It's amazing.
Your stuff is great.
I thank you. I appreciate it. I work real hard.
Beautiful.
I bet you do, baby. Now, Angel Vane.
Dirty jobs.
We've had you in a lot. Excuse me, I'm not being rude, Richard, but I want to talk to this beautiful little southern blonde, big boobed belle that we've got in studio. And of course, 877-205-9796. Angel Vane in with us. We did get to talk to you for about 5 minutes in Chicago. Tell me more about you, though, and recap everything. How long have you been in the business?
Almost 2 years now. So yeah, it's getting close to 2 year mark.
I think I remember you coming in too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was absolutely amazing. And you've really done well for yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
Keeping busy, dancing a lot on the road.
Yeah, I'm taking a little bit of break. I was gone for the last 6 weekends straight, so I'm taking a little break.
That does get tiring, but good for you, because we do get a lot of girls in there that don't get enough work. So you're definitely getting all that you need and then some. What about films in 2 years that you've been in the business? How many scenes do you think you've shot? And Richard, you're going to understand how weird it is for me to say scenes, because when you and I got in the business, how many films have you shot?
Right.
And then one girl was like, what do you mean films?
Exactly.
It's not anymore.
It is definitely scenes.
Scenes? I've probably done about 75 scenes.
That's
maybe.
a perfect amount considering you're traveling all the time.
Yeah.
Taking some phone calls to 877-205-9796. Our very own Sarah in Canada. Dirty Marie, have we had a lot of Canadians in the last 2 weeks? I love it.
Yeah.
Our little Sarah in Canada, what is your question or comment for your girls and Richard here on Night Calls?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to let you know that I have done that position that you tried tonight.
Oh, where the knees are back behind you.
Yeah, but I wasn't on the floor. I was on the bed.
And how did that work out for you?
Fine, because he was standing.
Standing. But dirty dancer.
Sarah, don't you still feel like when you're in that position, because it takes a very, very flexible... I mean, not flexible. It takes you can
limber.
Really pull a limber person, because when your legs are directly behind you, you're starting to feel that pull in your quads and in your thigh muscles.
And I still have my ankles out beside my hips, not underneath me.
Okay, the original position though is underneath you.
So you do the frog
to the side. You do the frog position.
Yeah, a little bit wider.
How big is his cock when he's frogging you?
Oh, huge.
Oh, wow. That's always nice. So when it actually hits the bottom just a little bit, is it a little bit, it's like a little painful, but mostly pleasurable?
Oh, yeah. And that way when he pulls out, then I can lean forward and suck him again, too.
Oh, God, you naughty girl. You've been listening to Night Calls. I love it.
We have. It's awful.
It's what?
No. She's being a bad girl is what she's saying. You are a very bad girl. And I like bad girls, though.
All right, baby, thank you so much. Bye, Sarah. Now, I'm looking at these photos on your little iPad here.
Isn't it great?
Richard, may I see the inside of your arms, please? I'm looking at a... naughty boy. That is you holding the toy in one of the photos, fucking her beautiful pussy with that toy.
Oh, doing a lot more than that these days.
Really? Are the fingers going in the holes? And what about the other member?
Hey, you got to just sign up for the site and see.
Do they have hardcore on JulieLand.com? Like your dick and maybe Angel's pussy?
No. There's no dick on this site whatsoever.
Not one dick.
Well, maybe there's dick and you just don't take pictures of it.
No.
But Angel, if he pulled out his cock, wouldn't you want to suck it?
Well, I would put it this way. My cock is camera shy.
I said, without the camera?
That's different.
You know, we've been playing patty cake and pussyfooting around long enough here on Playboy Radio Night Calls with you, Richard. How many of the models do you have sex with? Oh, yeah. I asked. Got it out.
All of them have. That's the only way they get on the site.
Did you fucking
love you?
It's an audition process.
Bus, exactly.
It's a casting couch.
No, more like a bed.
Okay, casting bed.
Did you really fuck up?
I don't know you very well.
I don't know if you're pulling my clit or what.
You know, you just have to talk to the girls when I'm not here.
Is that what it is? Okay. Richard, can you grab me a cup of coffee out there?
Exactly.
Even though I have a full one.
I need
in
to
front
set an appointment now when you're free and not being taken up by the other girls. Yeah.
Well, wait till you see what I bring you in the next 4 months.
Ooh. What? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder what you've been doing, Richard.
It's getting better and better.
Wow. I bet it is, baby. Now, even though cock, like real live cock, is not on the site, what about girls putting dildos in their pussies, one in their ass, one in the mouth? Do you do like airtight with toys?
Yes. Ooh. All sorts of toys, all sorts of, these days it's kind of like, what I keep telling everybody is I'm trying to break the plane between the viewer, the camera, and the person. Like in the, you know, I was always afraid to break that plane of getting, now I'm just like, throw the plane away and let's go for it.
Yeah.
Across the line in a sense. You know how like in movies, like in, take Ferris Bueller, an example, where he talks to the camera.
I love that.
It's the same thing what I'm doing now with the girls. I'm actually having the girls.
We just
started shooting a lot of more girl now, and there's this interaction between camera and the girls and everything like that.
Oh, I love that.
A little bit of help, a little bit. Because I'm trying to put myself in the position of if I was looking at the stuff and I was looking at this beautiful naked girl with this beautiful pussy, and I said, oh, God, I wonder what that tastes like, what that feels like.
Right.
So they can actually visualize them that's their hand.
Exactly.
Except for the question mark and exclamation mark. What's that all about?
Oh, just little reminders.
Is it reminders, or you got to be like, I'm happy, see?
No.
I was like, I'm curious, see?
I love punctuation. You should see the asterisk.
The ass crack? I'd love to see your ass crack. Oh. You were offering your ass crack up to us.
This is between the parentheses right now, okay?
Now, I don't even
want to tell you where the semicolon is.
Oh, God.
Oh, baby, we know where that colon is. Don't you worry. We're our porn stars,
Richard.
I can find your colon in the dark.
Exactly.
And have fun with it. Now, on this site, of course, Angel is the girl of the month, the J girl on the month, JulieAshton.com, and that's J-U-L-I.
Land.
Where's Julie Ashton on the site?
Julie is a contributor to the blog and basically oversees like more of the business side of things.
What about
it was one of the things that she really wanted to get into? Getting
she
out
was
of
always
the
good with business, though.
Right, exactly.
What about on the site? Is there a classic porn star side to it? Because every girl that you brought in is somewhat new in the business, you know, a couple years, maybe this, that, and the other. Is there a section on JulieLand.com to honor some of the girls that have been in the business maybe since the 90s?
Not so much. It's more about the future. It's more about the present and the future. I don't want to look back. I never do anyways. I kind of always
even if
forward.
They're still making films like Ginger Lynn, Nina Hartley.
Yeah, I mean, not really. I don't know. I know I'm kind of like I'm looking at the new girls.
Okay, so that's more your thing.
I like them young.
You like them young.
Yeah, you
Thank do.
You.
And that is definitely Angel Vain. How old were you when you got in the business, Angel?
26.
And what were you doing prior to getting in?
I was actually a children's photographer. Photographer.
You were a family photographer? Yeah. How wonderful.
Yeah, I did weddings and families, and I would go like location to people's houses and do stuff.
That's
How
so
cute
cool.
are you? I bet the kids loved you. Like, you've got that really fun kid personality, just bubbly and adorable, perfect for the business.
Yeah.
And how did you go from that to getting in porn?
I did pet up modeling for probably about 2 years before I actually dove in and did any pornographic work.
And so what is pin-up modeling exactly?
It's not anything video, obviously. It's
like
just still
burlesque.
Nudity.
It's very
stuff.
Burlesque. Nudity, but it's usually just topless. You don't see a lot of full nude, like pin-up style. Like the 40s and 50s kind of style stuff is what I did a lot of.
And what is your site? I know that you're here, you're J Girl of the Month, but other people do want to check you out as well. Do you have a site going up?
Yeah, I do actually. It's angelvain.com, and that's angelvain.com.
You're so cute. I like how you had to use your fingers to take it off.
I know. It's like, wait a minute. I know this. And of course, Richard goes for the two-finger mark. You can't do the four fingers with those nails, man. Tell me. I can tell you the truth. You're like, the nails, you go straight down. And you can't type at all. It doesn't work.
I came here for one reason this time, though, it's possible.
Yes.
I thought about this a lot. And I asked a lot of the girls about this, and they all think it's a brilliant idea. So I wanted to present this idea to wonderful Nikki here.
Oh.
I wanted to, between now and the next time I come at the beginning of the next month, I want to do a shoot with Nikki. And then come back and show you what we do.
Okay.
Nikki,
if she's into it, I don't know. I'm asking you out on a photo date.
Is it?
Are you up for it?
I'm blushing.
Are you up for it?
Yes, I'm up for it.
You want a play date?
I would love to do a play
date. Right? They're play dates, right?
Play dates, totally. It's so much fun.
Oh, I'm hot. I'm turned on. I will fuck you. Yes.
Oh, the answer finally.
And then, because I asked Tori, I asked Lexi, I asked everybody, and they all said, "Yeah, do it. She'll have fun." And they told me they just went on, and so I said,
"Oh my goodness!
All right, let's do it." I said, "So between now and the time I come back."
Oh my god. Okay. All right.
Then Christy's next month.
Oh my god. No, I. Can you make her? Can I put in like one little thing?
Yeah.
Do like a really submissive shoot. Just a couple of the photos.
She wants to see me doing something
like
submissive.
A little Bo Peep outfit.
I'm very,
I will. Oh, yeah,
oh,
she
wait
will.
A minute.
Trust me, you will. Okay. Am I right? You will. I always people always ask if I'm a dom or a sub, and I always say, neither. I'm the boss.
I'm the boss. Oh, I love it. So I don't play those games.
Ask all the doms I've shot. I get them to do things that they don't normally do.
You know what? I'm not like that. You know, if I really am in the mood and you got this whole dominant attitude, I would love to just play with you. That sounds
we're gonna
like
play.
A lot of fun.
Oh, God,
I'm telling you, you're going
to. I'd like to be a fly on that wall.
Oh, God. So we're going to do this. We're going to set this up.
Okay.
And then you can come on and talk about it, and then I'll come back.
Oh, God. I'm all like flustered. This is hot. Thank you.
I'll make you a star if you just do everything I tell you to do.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. And he says it all with a little smile and a
wink, 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 nudge, nudge.
Now, let me ask you, Nikki, because a lot of people ask you to do shoots. You do a lot. You film a lot. What is it about Richard that makes you all giddy?
You got an eye and a very, very... I like how you come up with some really neat ideas. And I want to do something fabulous. Now, you make a whole day of it and you do several different looks. Like, you've got a glitter
sometimes
look
nighttime.
Here.
Sometimes nighttime.
Okay, it's nighttime.
Sometimes 48 hours.
Woo! Okay.
48 hour shoot.
Ask our friend. That was 48 hours.
Wow. This one right here?
No. No, this was 24 hours.
Aiden.
Aiden, we did
Aiden
48
Ashley.
Hours.
48 hours. So I just
non-stop.
Need to run away with you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How okay. fun is that? And yours, Angel Vane, this was a 24-hour shoot. By the time you got there, by the time you left, any time for sleeping?
Not all of them. Some of them are like that.
Yeah, it depends on what you're going for, exactly. And also the girl.
Exactly.
If you can just let it all happen, this is... Oh.
Well, you just get started and you're having so much fun, you don't want to stop.
Yeah. Well, you've got
lose track of time.
Totally. You totally lose track of time.
Three different looks on the white psych going on here. One was very innocent with the black, and then you get a little dirtier with the harder makeup with the gold and the black, and then you do the chocolate, and then you've got the whole little section in the hotel room. And
everything's just all my shoots are different. All my shoots are different. Yeah, glitter.
Yeah,
all my shoots. I just like to. I always call the shoots play dates. I don't call it work. I don't call it shoots. Actually, it's just play dates. I tell girls all the time, come over and play. Aiden came over Saturday night. We played for a few hours.
You just
got
come
amazing
over
shit.
And, that's amazing because you make friends, you have fun, you talk.
Get drunk.
Oh, God. And then you've got to take that little couch break.
I don't have a couch.
I'm all excited.
I don't own a couch.
Couch is a general term.
I know. I really do, but it's just, it's sad. I've always said that. I need to get a couch. I need to get a couch. And I don't have a couch.
It's too conventional for you to get a couch.
I had one for a while. I get
settee.
Bored.
Yeah.
Bobby Starr was going to sell me her couch when she moved. And I was like, I was all excited. I want a couch. Bobby's like, you need a couch. I'm like, I got to get a couch. And I just don't have room for
and
it.
And you just never got it. Oh.
You don't need a couch. I could see with like a workbench.
I like how you use a closet.
Closet?
Do you have like an elevator? I would love to be in an elevator.
Oh, that would be cool.
Can we do something in an elevator?
Sure.
That would be awesome.
Just close your eyes and imagine an elevator. And I'll do the rest.
I can already see the Dom coming out of both of them. Requesting the elevator, he pacifies her with, sure, close your eyes and imagine what you want.
When you say, like, I'm more not a dom, I always think I'm more of a smart ass.
I like smart asses.
With a flare of dom going on.
That's a sexy trait.
Yes.
And with a sexy, I always say, with that, and I'm also a spoiled little brat. So if I don't get my way.
Oh, what do you do when you don't get your way? Do you throw yourself on the ground and go, wah?
No.
Pout.
I just get my way.
Yeah, I've never seen Dick not get his way.
Very confident. But you know what? You have earned the right to be confident. Your photos are fabulous. You are incredible. Richard Avery in with his Girl of the Month, which is, of course, the beautiful Angel Vane. Going to some phone calls for you to 877-205-9796, Reggie in Illinois.
What's up? This is Twice, our course from Twitter.
Oh,
Reggie from your Twitter account.
Oh, cool. Hi.
What is your Twitter, Angel?
Angel Vane.
Angel Vane. There you go. Now, Reggie, I believe you called one other time.
Yes, I have.
I remember.
Just a big fan of the show. I'm a big fan of the show, and I'm a big fan of Angel. I've been following her since MySpace before she even considered, porn or whatever.
Oh, before porn?
Yeah.
So while she was a pinup model, you were already hooked on her. Now, as a fan, Reggie, there she was doing beautiful pinup work, maybe a little nipple showed, a little tiny bit of the bush. How did you feel when Angel Vane went from doing the kind of pinup look to full hardcore sex?
Oh, my.
Oh, that was hot.
Yeah. You know, you just always wanted to see the pussy anyways, and all of a sudden she's sticking dildos in there and then spreading it open on camera. That's
yeah.
Who was the first guy you ever fucked on film?
Yeah.
Christian.
Oh, that's nice. He's a big man and kind of toss you around with a beautiful cock.
Mm-hmm. She's shaking memorable. Her head, licking her fingers. And...
Now, do you do anal?
Not yet. I'm actually thinking about it.
Now, oh, yeah, Reggie, did you have a question for her? Or you just wanted to tell her how beautiful?
Yeah, I have a question for her. I was wondering what was her, like, favorite position and what was her measurement?
What was your favorite position, darling?
Favorite position? I like reverse cowgirl because it's different. It's fun and I'm in control.
And now when, Richard, thank you very much, Reggie, when she's having that reverse cowgirl, do you just grab onto her beautiful ass cheeks?
You know, no commitment. You kinda like just,
how can you grab on when you have a camera in your
just
hand?
Grab it and kind of move
you just
it up and down.
Cock it under your chin. Come on, it's called multitasking, Richard.
Put the camera on a tripod? I don't know.
You know what? You, like strap tripod it onto the forehead.
You know,
maybe.
Baby, all you have to do is
helmet
pass it over to me.
My business partner.
Pass it over to me. I'll stand over your face and snap the photos, and then you could say,
you know,
it's like POV.
We'll save all these questions for her when we come back.
Could she tell the
truth? I don't want to tell you how my tricks are done. If I told you how the tricks are done, you're not going to be, you know.
Oh, I don't think you do the same tricks for everybody, though. I really, you might have the core magic trick, but then it goes in all the different directions for each girl.
Yeah.
Definitely. And depending on what she's looking like and the costume.
There's a lot of variables in the whole formula. And it also depends on, too, is like how much alcohol. It depends on.
She can drink you under the table. By the time she's done with you, your naked ass, Richard, will be on Julie Landau.
Exactly.
Is this a challenge?
Yes.
Not
yes.
going to happen.
Come on.
I could tell you stories, no matter how drunk or wasted I've gotten in my life or with everything, I always tell people I'm completely in control.
Completely.
Well, that's no fun.
Completely.
Well, like completely enough to know, be aware that A, I can take great pictures no matter how messed up I am.
B, delete the film.
And I'm in control of all
this. But when he started, it wasn't the delete kind of film, baby.
But
it
was
like.
I was able to edit and I had the film and so on and so forth. So
see,
I was like,
I have lost control and I like those mornings where you wake up and you go, who was it? Angel Vane knows exactly what I'm talking about. Then you kind of giggle and gather your clothes and know you forgot like a sock or something and.
Purposely tucked your underwear under the pillow.
Ooh. Yeah, oh, definitely. And gave it one last swipe along those beautiful pussy lips and shoved it in there with a little middle finger a couple of inches and then just left.
Oops.
Disgusting.
I left something. Yeah, right.
Disgusting.
Now, are there any things that you have not been able to do that you want to do?
Oh, God, yeah.
What, like what?
I'm never out of ideas.
Never out of ideas?
Never.
Do you, have you ever come across an idea that you wanted to do that you couldn't find a girl to do it?
Not in porn.
So far, not yet.
He'll do probably
luckily,
anything.
Because honest to God, truth is, luckily the girls, Angel, one of them, trusts me enough to, I always say, I can just say some crazy idea and they look at me, they know it's going to look good. So they're going to go, like a lot of girls do things for me they won't do for anybody else because they trust me, they know it'll look good.
Yeah, like this is
because rule number
quite,
one is it's better to look good than to be
this
good.
This is quite
and to feel good. Sometimes it might hurt in that position, but
right.
just keep
but
on doing it because it's going to look good.
Exactly.
Now, have you ever had a girl?
Vulnerable position right here. Mm-hmm. This is something that you could just say, all right, I'll come back for you later.
Oh, you never he closed that closet door a couple times.
Did you?
Just to get that look
of fear. You got to tell me all what he does so I know.
Now, Richard, have you ever had a girl in your studio, on location, whatever, that it just, the vibe wasn't there and that you just shut it down?
Ooh. Or maybe it got a little sloppy?
No, not really. I think everybody on the site's been great. Yes, of course, some are better than others, but everybody overall has been great. That's one thing I always tell people. The site wouldn't exist, really, if it wasn't for the talent being as good as they are, being as supportive as they are. And, you know, really, it's all them. I always tell them, they like kind of go, oh, these are great pictures. I go, I just click the shutter. It's them doing the work.
Now, out of all the girls that you've shot, who is still on your list that you would like to find? Maybe they are not in the business anymore. Is there that one person that you would still love to shoot for JulieLand.com, but you can't find them?
Wow. Oh. That's a tough question.
Because you've been around the business for about 20 years, if I recall.
Well, I've known people in the business for 20 years. So.
Right. And
but
shooting
you haven't been
for a
running
long time.
This
no,
for
this
20
is
years.
6 years old.
But you've known a lot of the girls.
Right. You know, I don't know about that. Because these days there's so many girls. I kind of...
But then there's some. Yes, there's a thousand, but there are some classics, maybe.
I'm trying to think going back. But I shot a lot of those girls back in those days.
Like a Tori Wells. That I could see you shooting
her. Oh, wow.
She didn't do anything for me back in those days.
Really?
Mm. No way. Mm. Everybody I ever hear that calls in is like, Tori Wells.
No. I never really looked at a lot of porn.
Then she hasn't looked at you like she just wanted to eat you alive.
Who do you like?
I was looking at supermodels. I was more into fashion and models.
What about somebody like Janine?
I'd love to shoot Janine. I did shoot her for a brief second once, a portrait I did of her. She was great. Really great girl. Really nice.
Great model.
Yeah. Very nice, because I'm good friends with Julia Ann. So.
You know what you should do with Janine with all the tats is like put her on a graffitied wall.
Oh, yeah.
And like so you have her like doing all these crazy poses with all of her colors on her body, like up against a wall that has all the colors. And I think it
this
would look really
cool.
This is
why I'm the photographer and you're not.
He looked like he was going to faint.
I like it.
He just got vetoed.
No, sorry.
I like the whole, where's her body in?
Then you start your own website.
I like it. Ooh,
Angel, no. Dane, you and I are going to be flies on the wall.
Oh, sure. My God. He completely
we should do a shoot right here, right?
You dissed it.
No, sorry, he just threw it to the curb.
No,
I know.
Threw it to the curb under the bus.
He was under the bus. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But you know what I like about you, Richard, is you don't pacify.
No, he doesn't.
Not at all.
He goes, get you drunk. That's a good idea. We'll think about it later. Yeah, but no, he's like, absolutely no.
All the girls tell me all the time, Chris, you're straight up. I said, yeah.
Straight up, it's cold.
The only girl that I think you might work with kid gloves a little bit, Julie Ashton.
No.
Seriously?
Really?
All our shoots we ever did? No, I was, Julie, do what you're told.
Wow. Really? She was a pretty domineering person.
Yeah, but
she's your business partner.
I'm not domineering. I want to make back up here. It's like I know what looks good and I know what doesn't. And I know what and I know how to get you in that position. And most of all, if you look at any of the work, there's 30,000 photos on the site.
Beautiful.
It's keeping it simple. Keep it simple. You know the saying, keep it simple, stupid, been my thing for years. And you keep it simple. The pictures don't get dated. They don't look cheesy like they were shot in the 80s or the 70s, like some photographers do. It's really simple. I could show you pictures I shot from the first shoot back in 2005, and it looks as good
today. I'd love to see some of those.
I will. It was
no hot roller looks on your girls.
Our first J girl was Nautica Thorne, and who's one of the best ever.
What happened to Nautica Thorne?
She's living back east and is a mother.
Is she done?
She's a mother.
Oh, my God. She was on our show several times.
Here we go.
I really like her.
Is she on there?
Just one photo.
Yep. There you go.
Found her.
Wow, wasn't she on like a TV show too with us? I think she was on a few of those. She was I forgot about her. She was adorable.
She did a lot of stuff for Spice.
Yeah, she did. She's awesome. In studio with us, of course,
beautiful.
Richard Avery, who is one of the owners of JulieLand.com, shoots the girls. The girl of the month, of course, our very own Angel Vane, who we saw in Chicago at the Ecstasy Show in that little trailer off to our left.
Oh, my God.
Back in studio. Where can people check your schedule, Angel Vane? Because you are on the road all the time. Where can people go get your schedule?
They can follow me on Twitter at Angel Vane, just Angel Vane on Twitter, or my website, angelvane.com.
What about Facebook, MySpace?
Oh, yeah, I have Facebook. My Facebook's original Angel Vane. I've been kicked off like 8 times. I'm not Facebook friendly.
Why do you keep going back, though? Because a lot of porn girls are getting kicked off now. They're getting really like right wing on us.
It's the social network is kicking. They had a mass slaughter of porn stars on Facebook just recently.
Yeah, it's not just you, but why go back 8 times to something that they, because that takes time and energy.
Right. Mm. Well, I back up all my friends. So that way it's not that big of a... I mean, I can still add everybody that I already had.
And you just go under a different name.
Yeah, you just have to change the original login name or whatever.
But then they see you and kick you off again.
Yeah, and it's they find out who you are. Like, none of my pictures are nudie or anything like that. They just find out that you're in porn or whatever you... do anything like that and they delete you.
Because they get the part where it says occupation and you put porn star, they kind of go like,
nah. Which is really sad because they were people too and we're not doing anything. Well, we are two people. What are you talking about? out this little wobble.
We fuck. That's we right. suck.
But I'm not like posting blogs on there. I'm not saying come fuck me at this place.
It's a good place. Like if you're, you know, going to be out somewhere, like I travel a lot. So I post on my Twitter, I post on my Facebook, my MySpace, where I'm going to be. And I send out emails to people, you know, geographically, wherever, you know, the locations are that I'm going to be in. And so it's helpful that way. But yeah. I don't know why they keep deleting all of us.
What about places like MySpace? Are you there as well?
Yeah, I'm on MySpace, and it's Angel_Vane, I think.
Because that's like a nice backup, because they already went through their kicking off porn stars a couple years ago.
Yeah.
They're like begging them now to come back. No one is on there. AngelVane.com is where you can check out her schedule, and it is V-A-I-N. Now, on JulieLand.com, Richard Avery, Angel Vane in with us, 877-205-9796. I haven't been on the site personally. I get to see all the great photos here in studio.
I like seeing the pictures of you in the photo. Yeah. That makes me happy.
Yeah, Audrey started it all, actually. She was the first.
Audrey Bitone? Really? Yeah. Where she's like, here, take a picture with you in there.
It was a moment, and then we just like, I thought this would be really cool, and it started off, and it's all her fault.
Now, on that site, JulieLand.com, and again, it's with an I, what else is on there besides photos? You touched on something about Julie Ashton doing a blog for
We have a blog, of course, keeping up to date with things, and we have photos, lots of photos, videos that are little short films that are made, podcasting with, we have interview podcasts. We're actually starting to do, last week we launched a little behind the scenes podcast that we're doing.
With who? Porn stars?
With what's going on at the photo shoots, give people a little more insight to what's going on. The big thing is that next year we launch JulieLand TV, which is going to have TV shows.
Wow.
Well, like porn
TV
shows?
JulieLand TV?
Mm-hmm. It's going to have, like, basically my goal is to create, which I said from day one, is I want to create entertainment more than anything. And I want to, using girls and stuff like that, we're going to create like little shows that'll run for, you know, 10 episodes and things like that. That'll be fun, entertaining.
That's kind of hot.
Creative. Yeah.
How many other girls in the business, Richard, are going to you saying, can you do for my site what you did with Julie Ashton's site?
You mean how many girls ask me to do their sites? A lot do, but we're not really going there just yet.
You don't want to.
But it's in the works. Some things are in the works. You'll hear from me.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
There's a lot of things that I've had planned that we're actually starting to execute now. You know, I tell people I have a vision of what I want to create, and that's why Julie backed me from day one.
Yeah. And
I always tell people, I just want to create something that's fun and entertaining. That's what I said from day one. I want to create something
and different.
And different.
Anyone could do fun and entertaining.
Well, because I think we always laughed when we were starting the website, and I'd go to these meetings all over the valley and to these people, and I'd say it coming out, and they're like, what do you want to do? I'd be like, I want to create a website that's fun and entertaining. And they look at me like, in porn? That doesn't exist. I said, well, I'm going to try. And because they don't think of it that way. And I just want to be entertained.
Do you take requests from the members on JulieLand.com? Like, you know, get this girl and cover her, like with you, Angel Vane, in chocolate head to toe. Do you listen to what your fans email?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I actually found a couple girls that way. A couple people tweeted me and said, you should check out this girl. And I met the girl and then shot the girl.
And you're like, this girl's cool. I want to use her.
Yeah, and actually just happened again last week. I get it all the time. We get tweets. People all the time. Alexis Ford contacted me last week.
Oh yeah,
I hear she's great. And
she's beautiful.
She got the stamp. Lexi,
your favorite girl.
Lexi Belg said you got to shoot her, and I was like, awesome. So, and I forget who else we talked to. Somebody else just contacted me through that as well. And I keep saying, like, I'm open for suggestions, but I do make the final decision.
Yeah, you do. I would never doubt that for a second. You of anything.
Huh?
We didn't doubt that for a moment.
That's why I'm
Richard.
Doing this, though. It's, I always tell people, it's the best part of this whole thing is I do what I like. I do how I want to do it. I don't have to answer to nobody.
It's your show. It is
so
your show,
freaky.
Definitely. 877-205-9796 is our number. Angel Vane, Richard Avery in with us. Her brand new photos posted at JulieLand.com. Yes, I'm going to say it again. It's Julie with an I. And if you don't know how to spell Julie Ashton, shame on you. Although people still spell Christy Canyon with a K, with a C-R-I-S-T-I-E. You know,
my name is butchered 6 ways from Sunday.
Yeah.
But JulieLand is JuliLand.com.
That's easy. Girl of the month, Angel. Angel Vane.
Yay! Thank you so much, Angel, for coming down and playing with us. I'm just flipping through photos because this is.
Do you get like a little tiara, a little satin sash?
You gonna be ready, Nikki?
I'm gonna be ready. Give me like 2 weeks, and I'll be
2 weeks.
Well, I want to like pare down. I gotta do
it's
the.
It's not a fight. We're going
to. I gotta do the model thing.
It
might be a fight. I don't know.
Is it gonna be like a fight where you're not gonna have sex before the shoot because you want to be really ready for it?
You know, this is gonna be crazy.
Don't count on that.
I'm gonna have lots of sex, and yeah, you can just kind of jump in the mix.
Okay. He was just asking that underhandedly to see how the sex was gonna be. Like, is she already gotten sex that day?
Because the best part about this is I have.
Oh my God.
Because I am kind of sneaky about things. And I, like I said, I've talked to a lot of girls and they're all giving me advice and tips and things. And
they're giving you advice?
Oh, I do my homework. Let's just put it that way.
So, advice on shooting her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
What buttons to push, so and so forth.
Oh, very good.
No wonder you're pushing buttons. You got inside information.
I do my homework. Do I not?
He does do his homework.
Okay. What did he ask you, Angel Vane, about Nikki Hunter?
Nothing. No judges.
Nothing yet?
If she speaks, it would be bad.
I'm shooting.
I got your number.
They're sworn to secrecy.
I don't want to be tied up and left in the closet.
Like you already were. I can't wait. This is amazing. I'm really excited.
Now Richard's turned red.
Sorry.
So there was something said, Nikki Hunter. Don't you doubt it for a minute.
I know there was something said. I'm not that dumb. All right, coming back, we're playing the muffler. Guess what's in my twat game? So that's what's going to be next. Call in 877-205-9796. If you want to play with us, you got to guess what is in my pussy before I do. Or Christy does, however it works.
Line them up.
Yeah, 877-205-9796. Angel Vane can be found at angelvane.com. Go check out all of Richard Avery's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful works at julieland.com, J-U-L-I-land.com. Thank you. I look forward to it. You make me nervous.
I should.
Yeah. Oh, baby. Bring it on. All right. Go play with Christy Canyon at ChristyCanyon.com. Her book is Lights, Camera, Sex. Find me tomorrow night at Sardo's in Burbank, California for Porn Star Karaoke. This is Playboy Radio, Sirius 99 and XM 99.